This is a replay of the Thursday night, November 13th, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us, and that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And this is the official call out to James on the South Side, who we haven't heard from in quite a while, and we're concerned. So, James, if you're listening, call us, even if you have absolutely nothing to say. 888-876-5593. But if you're listening, I have a feeling you've got something to say. So whatever it is, we'll be welcome. Otherwise, we're with you in spirit and praying for you that all is well. Yeah. Every time I don't hear from somebody for a while, I worry, like when we lost Scotty. And hopefully James is still with us. All right, well, we'll definitely get to your calls. But I saw the article on the secret of the Coca-Cola format, and the bottom line is they're not going to tell us what's in the formula. Flat out not. But they will tell us what was in the formula. And of course, as you know, it's always said cocaine. And yeah, originally it was cocoa leaves and cola nuts, hence Coca-Cola. And it was marketed as medicine, an alternative to alcoholic beverages. And obviously, over the years, the cocoa leaves lost their influence and were eliminated entirely at some point in time. But why does it taste like it does? Well, and by the way, Monday night at 8 o'clock, I think it's 8 o'clock Central Time. Yeah, John Landecker and I are going to be involved in the food wars, and I'll be bringing up, Mexican Coca-Cola. So we'll talk about that. But in the meantime, everybody speculates what's in it, and nobody knows for sure. Vanilla, cinnamon. Well, who knows? And obviously the ingredients are shipped in numbered containers to syrup factories, and supposedly nobody knows. Now, Pepsi-Cola, on the other hand, started just a few years after Coca-Cola. When the pharmacist in Atlanta came up with Coca-Cola in 1886, it wasn't even a decade before another pharmacist, Caleb Bradham, in 1893, came up with it. Pepsi aimed to cure dyspepsia, indigestion, and they branded it as Pepsi-Cola in 1898, the name of obviously inspired by Pepsin, and as far as I'm concerned, the cola inspired by Coca-Cola, because they were already selling so well. Now, why did Pepsi overtake Coke, and they did for a while during the Depression? Money. The affordable 12-ounce bottles, that's what did it, cheaper to drink. Yeah, then there was 7-Up. Now, this was interesting to me, 1929, before the world gave us 7-Up. And what was interesting about that is it originally had lithium in it. Yes, it was sold as a mood enhancer. Well, I guess lithium citrate, which, to treat bipolar and depression. And they removed it in 1948 when the government banned the use of it in soft drinks. But for almost 20 years there, yeah, everybody feel happy? All right, then we have Dr. Pepper, which defies categorization all the way around. That was also the 1880s. And all they're saying, it's not a cola, it's not a root beer, nor is it a fruit-flavored soft drink. Yeah, but drink it at 10, 2, and 4, I'm not really sure why. And the formula is such a secret that they keep it in two halves in separate Dallas banks. And still originating from Waco, where they have a Dr. Pepper museum, and Dr. Pepper on tap. Tastes a lot better than the bottled stuff. Then I found this interesting because I didn't know where Fanta came from, but I've always seen it in the South and also in Mexico. Fanta Orange, just a big favorite. Well, it turns out that it's German, which I didn't realize. And it was World War II when Coca-Cola's German operations faced shortages because there was the American embargo on the country for obvious reasons, being the war and all. So the head of Coca-Cola's German branch devised Fanta, which came from Fantasy, German for imagination, and it was sold as a cola beverage originally. Its current formulation with orange flavor wasn't developed until after the war in 1955, but if you've been to Germany, you know they have predilection for drinking orange Coke, and now you know why. That's where it comes from. Mountain Dew, well, that goes back to Moonshine Dew, obviously, and it was the 1940s when Barney and Allie in Knoxville created a lemon-lime soda as a mixer for Moonshine since they couldn't get what they wanted. They trademarked the name Mountain Dew in 1948, and the reason you've heard about it, it got sold twice. The first time, I believe, was about 1961. Tip Corporation bought it, and then 3 years later, they sold it to PepsiCo, and that is who did the big distribution in the brand. So if you thought it started in the mid-60s, well, it did for PepsiCo, but it was around a lot further. I could tell you about Sassafras Spirit, but I've never heard of it. And so, but the interesting thing about it, Sassafras Spirit ultimately came around in the 1840s. It was a medicinal tonic, but ultimately it became root beer. It was root tea originally, but they wanted the Pennsylvania coal miners to drink it, so they changed it to root beer. And then, of course, the Coca-Cola Wars, or the Cola Wars, I should say, because it's not just Coca-Cola. And I'm not talking about New Coke here. That's a whole other discussion. But apparently, both obviously have been engaged in marketing wars for a long time. But backing it up came innovation of sorts. Coke, of course, in 1915 came up with the iconic contour bottle. That was fine. But it was 1992 when they went nuts. Pepsi launched Crystal Pepsi amid a clear craze in the consumer market. So Coca-Cola retaliated with Kamikaze, that's not what they called it, with Tab Clear, intended to undermine Pepsi's new product line. Obviously, they both went the way of all flesh. Yes, as far as the new Coke wars, that's debatable. Were they really after a new taste? Was it a way to get more shelf space on grocery store shelves? Or was it a way to fool the public and bring it back with high fructose corn syrup instead of sugar? Well, I'll leave that to you. And then, of course, there's the rise of energy drinks. All I can tell you with that is don't. So that's my diatribe, but we will continue with Mexican Coke Monday with John Landecker. And I'm looking forward to that. All right, so we will get some of your votes. I can see that's coming up. And Eduardo wants to discuss something else, I think. End of the penny. Yes, are you aware? All right, so all that and more. And Ruth and Gurney, ghosts. All right, so there we go. Ghosts in the glove compartment. Well, it's always nice to drive with a friend. We'll pick it up right there, right here, with one of your requests coming up on WGN Radio. Oh, wait a minute. It's my turn. See, I'm talking on and on and on, and I'm not even telling you about the CC Radio EP Pro, which is a favorite of mine. As I mentioned, when I had to take one radio with me on the recent cruise, I picked the EP Pro. It's simplicity. It's got that good old slide rule dial, needle and dial tuning, which is just great. It's got one button for power, one button for a bright display light. There is a tone switch, bass and treble, and you can pick whether local or distant. But other than that, that is it. Now, what it has is terrific reception, like everything Bob Crane developed. And in this case, the AM has, of course, the twin coil ferrite antenna. So not only will it sound better, but you'll pick up things better with this than just about anything else, except, of course, the other CC radios that are out there. But the CC EP Pro also has a line-in jack. It's got a nice speaker. You can connect your smartphone for audiobooks and podcasts for clarity like you've never heard before. You can go online to ccradio.com. It's also quite inexpensive. ccradio.com. Look at the CC EP Pro. And if you can't see, I recommend it because it does not require much in the way of visual acuity at all. And once you get to know it, it'll be a snap. You can call them too. If you can't go online for some reason, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, well, ccradio.com, you'll not only see great products like the CC EP Pro, but you'll also have great information about radio too. It really is a wonderful resource. Now, of course, you can go to Amazon for quicker shipping, but before you do that, go to ccradio.com. You look at the EP Pro or call them if you've got any questions. And yes, you can order by phone, 800-522-8863 or ccradio.com. The CC EP Pro, you tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Train I ride 16 coaches long. Train I ride 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. Train, train, coming down the line. Train, train, coming down the line.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Mystery Train, Elvis Presley, 1956 RCA. And it was Jack in St. Charles who requested that so long ago he probably forgot. All right, so are we going to get some World Wars hit records or perhaps something else? All right. Well, before we do, the end of the penny, Eduardo in Tampa. Welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going, Eduardo?
Hey, Raleigh. Yeah, I was thinking about James, too, today. It's interesting that you
I'm worried.
Hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, I hope so. It's been a while. Of course, I tried to check to see if there was an obit, because horribly, that's how we found out Bob was no longer with us at first. And fortunately, there wasn't. I don't know. Hopefully, he'll check in.
Yeah. Well, I know people now are moving on to the penny. I know most people use cards, to pay, but I'm still old-fashioned. I like getting out that change out. And to be honest, I just throw the pennies into a bag and then get them over to that counting machine, and get your paper money. Yeah. And then when you go to the store, they'll say, hey, do you want to round off to the nearest dollar, because it's going to like some kind of charity.
Right, exactly. I don't know. So they say they'll save the taxpayers $56 million. But, so many products will use 99 cents rather than telling you they're actually a dollar more. So, $7.99 when it's really $8. I wonder what advertisers are going to do.
Yeah.
So,
well, maybe the nickel and dime will be next.
Now, by the way, this is not the first coin we have discontinued. We used to have a half-cent coin that was discontinued in 1857. But now,
I didn't know that. Wow.
Half-cent to 1 cent. Well, this is 1 cent to 5 cents. So that's a little jump. And so apparently most of the production ended over the summer. And it was interesting because they practically had ceremonies at the pressing plants, the workers standing quietly as if bidding farewell to a friend. And when the last coins emerged, everybody broke into applause and all that. So an emotional day, they say. And it was, President Trump who ordered the pennies demised. Say the 1 cent valuation is virtually obsolete. Oh, man. Well,
What's another one too, Raleigh?
What?
Is the 50 cents.
Really?
I don't see that too often.
That's interesting. Now that I'm thinking about it, no, I see quarters more often, the 50-state quarters and all that. You're right. How many? How many are there and why? Okay, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it's worth the 50 cents because there's no precious metal in it. And... And you know, for a while it was a big deal, but it's been mined continuously. Well, with a few year breaks, like 1929 to 1933, you know, so a few year breaks. But started in 1794, and they're still minting. And of course, the Kennedy half dollar was a big seller, obviously.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I just remember. Yeah, it was Kennedy that was on the.
That was such a big deal, and that was a 5 year run when it was silver till 1970, and then from 70 through 76, it was actually only 40% silver. So if you're a coin collector, if you got older ones, there really is silver half dollars in them. But now I think they're copper and nickel. So, you know, you can look at that bicentennial coin and say, isn't that pretty? But it's not going to be worth too much. So they still have, though, you know, coin dealers and stuff, they still have silver proof sets available. So you can get it in silver. But when you're going to look at general circulation, I think the last 90% silver half dollar has very little silver in it as far as that goes, about 7 ounces per roll. So, yeah. So that's the that's the deal. And, you know, coin collectors would know better than I, but some of those have some value. Like anything else, the ones that had a very small run where there are not that many coins are worth more now.
Yeah.
So.
I know you're coming up to the news here, but if you want to hold me over, I was going to get into a list of 26 cities that are incentivizing moving to their cities.
Okay, let's talk about it. By the way, in 1861, the New Orleans Mint produced coins for three different governments, if you're ready for that. They minted them for the U.S., the state of Louisiana, after it seceded from the Union during that Civil War, after it joined the Confederacy. And there was a third there as well. So there you have it. All right, we'll pick it up right there. Don't go away. And yes, we will get to your votes. I can tell Billy Bob in Bourbon A has some turkey. So does Pat in Texas. No, Pat is going to talk about a new movie. Okay, we can do that. And John in Covington, I don't know, I think he's going to talk about James, but Cindy in Chicago's got requests, and Ruth and Gurney, ghosts in the glove compartment, I can't even imagine. So yeah, the end of the penny. And I guess we're all saying it's worthless, or, you know, pretty close to, unfortunately. But yeah, that's from 1 to 5 cents in one fell swoop. I don't know. Well, I guess it figures. Look at stamps. Yeah, God, I remember when stamps went up to a nickel. I about seized because they'd been 4 cents for a good 5 years. And then suddenly a nickel. Yeah, well, we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
I must be paid, and I'm afraid I'm just about to lose my mind.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Jim Gilstrap, Swing Your Daddy, a song I absolutely loved, but I thought he was terrific. Talk about underrated. That was the only quasi-hit he had, 1976 on Roxbury, but you've heard him on everything. In fact, he was one of the backing vocalists in Stevie Wonder's backup group, Wonder Love, and you hear him sing the opening two lines of You Are the Sunshine of My Life. Yeah, Lanny Groves does the next two, by the way. And the strength of Wonder Love, I think, caused Chelsea to offer him a contract, and Swing Your Daddy was a Kenny Nolan song, and it became a big beach music hit as far as that goes. And he's still with us. Yeah, he also worked as a backup artist for Elkie Brooks, which was nice, and a lot of Quincy Jones stuff, and you name it. And as I say, still with us, but I don't think he's singing anymore, but I don't know. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we were talking to Eduardo about... Yes, pick it up there.
Oh, well, these incentives to move to different cities, and I chose like three of them. This one is Bemidji, B-E-M-I-D-J-I.
Bemidji, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 months of free internet. 1 year cohort.
What kind?
Give me a break.
Well, no.
Let's go to a restaurant and then get Wi-Fi.
I mean, if you're going to try to entice me that way, at least tell me it's fiber to the premises. You know, free internet itself isn't. And by the way, there are seven states that will pay you to move there as well as cities. But okay, so Bemidji, free internet of some sort. I wonder what sort.
This one's better. $15,000 towards student loans in Hamilton, Ohio.
Okay. All right. Well, that's where Miami University is. So obviously there are going to be a Cincinnati suburb. All right. What else we got?
Yeah, one more. Manila, Iowa, free plots of land and no taxes for 5 years if you build homes.
Yeah. All right. Now, Baltimore will give you $5,000 for your down payment and closing costs and a 5-year forgivable loan. So they're not actually giving you the money, I don't think. But ultimately, they would. How much good that would do you, I don't know. West Virginia. They have a program, Ascend West Virginia, and they'll pay you up to $12,000. And so apparently a slew of incentives, a free outdoor recreation package. Yeah, I thought that was just going outside. A co-working space. But to get the money, you've got to live for at least 2 years in one of the designated communities, which would be New River, Greenbrier Valley, Morgantown, Eastern Panhandle, or Greater Elkins. So obviously the deal is you have to work remotely and have the ability to work remotely. But my question is, I didn't see anything on this. Okay, in order to work remotely, I need good broadband. What do I have in Greenbrier Valley? I don't know. Tulsa will give you $10,000 in rental grants or a lump sum to purchase a home and a 3-year membership to a co-working space. And they actually launched this in 2018. And so obviously you have to meet the requirements that you're not living in Oklahoma now and you're over 18 years old and you can relocate within 12 months and all that kind of stuff. But there's a 30-minute virtual interview. God, wouldn't you like to see outtakes on that? Topeka, Kansas, choose Topeka, up to $10,000. To be allocated to your first year rent or up to $15,000 for buying a home. And apparently, to receive the incentive, your employer has to participate. All right, so they got to contribute up to $15,000. And then after the first year, the program reimburses the worker. But I don't think the employer. So they also have a couple other programs that don't involve employers. But Ketchikan, Alaska. Now this is funny. Up to $2,000. Does anybody realize how expensive it is to live in Ketchikan, Alaska? Yes, $2,000. You got to be 18, at least fully employed, living outside of Alaska, while working remotely for a company that is also outside of Alaska. And so the state will pay you a dividend from the Alaska Permanent Fund dividend. Well, hell, they'll probably do that every year. And three months of free internet. Yeah, again, what kind? I don't think these are really big incentives yet. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So. But thank you for putting that out there. Yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I saw this on Daily Mail. They gave like 26 cities on there. So if anybody yeah. wants to check it out.
Yeah, I'll have to look for it. I haven't seen this online. Okay, here's something from Business Insider. 27 cities. How about that?
Okay.
So it's got an extra city. So let's see. They I guess this is more talking about people who go. Oh, great. So they say rounded up 27 places, but they don't, they say presented in alphabetical order. Well, yeah, you got to read the magazine, I guess. No thanks. So, apparently you have a number of states stepping up that will pay you to move there and on and on. You know, what's interesting to me, of course, is that while remote working is certainly wonderful, increasingly companies are not allowing it any longer. So I wonder what happens if you...
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, so if you move to one of these, you know, places and suddenly your employer says, got to move back, what happens then?
Yeah, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, hybrid is more what they're leaning towards.
Well, but even hybrid, how about the part that makes you come into work if you're now living in West Virginia and the company is in Dallas?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah, now there's 10 cities that will pay you to move there. Texarkana, I can see why. There's not enough money minted. Elwood, Nebraska, Hutchinson, Kansas, Paducah, Kentucky, Jackson, Michigan, Baltimore, there we are again, Tulsa, there we are again, Muncie, Indiana. All right. Muscle Shoals. Well, that could be fun. And certainly cheaper to live there. The median rent's only $750. All right, well, maybe some people will be on the move. I know you hear about that every election. I don't care who wins. The people who are on the other side of the aisle say, I'm moving. So we'll see how many people leave New York.
Yeah, the flight out of the big city.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Exactly. So New York's got people to spare, that's for sure. But how many will actually go? We'll find out.
Yeah. Okay, Riley.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate
it.
Enjoy
the rest of the show on those... bad songs.
They're coming up now. Thanks. All right.
Okay. So have a good weekend.
You too. Let's see what Billy Bob. And Billy Bob is in Bourbonnais. Wait, I've managed to lose my magic twanger there in the process. So we say goodbye to Eduardo and we say hello to Billy Bob in Bourbonnais. All right. What you got for me?
65-time caller.
Well, how about that?
Now that the parameters have been drawn, I think I got a plethora of possibilities for hit songs.
All right, let's have it.
Is anybody done for coming to take me away yet this year?
No, I'll add you. Napoleon the 14th. Yeah, Napoleon, okay. Let's get that in there. Napoleon the 14th, okay.
How about Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer?
Oh, Elmo and Patsy. All right, let's see. Yeah, every year that's popular. Okay, what else you got?
Now, this one, I think for sure, is Blame It on the Bossa Nova by Edie Gourmet.
Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
Oh, he was in that, too?
Hell, yes. I think so. Maybe not.
I don't know. I'll have to get you there.
I'll have to look it up. I don't know. But maybe she was alone on that.
Oh, boy, I get to mark one if I finally got a spot on you.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see. Well, there's a version by Karen Valentine, which was really, really... painful.
Oh, yeah, Room 222.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, I guess Edie Gourmet. All right, so you got it. Good old Edie. You don't like Blame It on the Bossa Nova?
No. Yeah. Well, and then that Sukiyaki song.
Okay, Kyu Sakamoto.
That sounded like two girls or something.
Oh, no. That was Taste of Honey. That was a later rendition of it.
Oh.
All right, so you want Taste of Honey. All right.
All right.
You got it.
How about Alley Oops?
Oh, which one? Hollywood Argyles?
Argyles.
Okay, Hollywood Argyles. Let's see who is really, what's his name? All right.
And the One-Eyed, One-Horned, Flying Purple People Eater?
All right, yes, Sheb Woolley.
Right.
Who hated rock and roll. All right, and never expected it to be hit. All right.
A couple more. If you get tired, just cut me off.
No, you're entitled to as many as you want.
How about a yellow polka-dotted bikini?
Okay, Brian Hyland.
Brian
Hyland, all right. Okay.
Well, three more. My Boomerang Won't Come Back.
Oh, a great disgrace to the Aborigine race. All right.
Right.
My Boomerang Won't Come Back. All right. Charlie Drake. Wait, I got to write this. Charlie Drake. Let me get this down before I forget. Charlie Drake. Okay.
Well, this was kind of obscure, but it still was a hit. Moody River by Pat Boone.
It was absolutely a hit. Yeah. All right.
And I Am Beneath.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm sure there'll be more coming up. Thanks.
Have a good evening.
All right, you too. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so good deal. We are keeping a close tally. And again, call whenever the show is live and vote. No matter what we're talking about or doing, we will take time out to hear your votes. It's just that simple. Jimmy P. on the South Side, I bet, has some great ones. So, all right, Jimmy P., what you got?
Hey, Riley, how you doing? I got a few for you. If you ready?
Yes.
All right, Paper Roses by Anita Bryant.
Oh, God. All right.
What's New Pussycat by Tom Jones?
Really?
Really.
All right.
Tonight You Belong to Me by Patience and Prudence.
All right, yeah, okay. And get going to get along without you now.
Dominica by the Singing Nun.
Okay.
New York, New York by the Chairman of the Board. You know who that is.
Yes, absolutely. You're not the first vote for that, by the way.
Sweet Pea.
Tommy Rowe.
Hanky Panky.
Okay, wait, Sweet Pea. Okay, Hanky Panky, got it.
Rubber Ball by Bobby V.
Okay.
Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys.
Yep. What else?
How about Kookie Kookie?
Oh, Lend Me Your Comb. Yes, Ed Kookie Burns. Okay.
And what do we got here? Beep Beep. I don't know who sang that one.
The Playmates.
Playmates?
Yeah.
And Mickey's Monkey by the Fabulous Miracles.
Yeah, okay.
So... that's a bunch of them.
All good choices.
I got one more. Okay. You want to put the,
sure.
Solid as a Rock.
Oh.
By Ashford and Simpson.
Okay.
Is that the one who sang it?
You know, I'm trying to wonder. I remember the song so well, but I believe you're talking the 80s. My mind left me long before that. Let's see what we can find out. Solid. Well, I'll just try Ashford and Simpson. If it comes up, we know you're right.
So that'll do it for the time being.
Well, they're fine records. Yes, a solid 1984 Ashford and Simpson on the list.
Yes, so that'll do it, and thank you.
Well,
have
thank
nice
you.
Wishes.
All right,
okay,
talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
All right, so we'll check out what's going on in the world at large and get right back to it with you on WGN Radio.
Mustang Sally, I think you better slow your Mustang down. Mustang Sally, now baby, think you better slow Mustang down. Put your big feet on the ground.
Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's the original. Sir Mac Rice, Mustang Sally, 1965 on Blue Rock. He would have been 92 years old this week. Of course, a year after he had it out, Wilson Pickett made it a smash. But I think Sir Mac Rice wrote it, so all was good with him. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, do I have time for another vote or two? I don't think anybody really wants to vote right now. Well, we'll see. It's funny, somebody had voted, in fact, it was Jimmy P. who voted for Sweet P., and I have that on my list for one of Cindy's requests. Well, what else you got for me, Cindy? Are you there? All right. Maybe we lost Cindy. All right. She heard Jimmy P. dissing her request, perhaps. I don't know. As long as it's a hit, you can vote for it. We got 2 more hours to talk about it. We'll get to Pat in Texas, John in Covington, and Ruth in Gurnee. Don't go away, Ruth. Want to hear about that ghost in the glove box coming up on WGN Radio.
There's a great big old hole in this world of mine, and I'm doing my best to fill it. But I just can't seem to drink enough of that champagne wine to carry me through in the meantime. Dreaming dreams of my used to be. I'm telling everybody I'm gonna be just fine. One day I know it's all coming back to me. Welcome to my life in the meantime. There's a face in the mirror that I'd swear was mine. But lately, I hardly know it. Light up these eyes of mine.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Betty LeVette. In fact, we were talking to Isaac, and he had mentioned seeing her recently, liked her doing that song, and actually seeing her in person about the only place you're going to hear her do that song, because near as I know, it's not on vinyl. But Betty LeVette still singing and still going strong, and who would have thought? Yeah, a lot of people counted her out when she walked out of Atlantic in the 60s because they weren't promoting her stuff. Yeah, it turned out she had the last laugh. I think everybody who was in that room is no longer with us, but she's still going strong. So, all right, now let's see. We have Pat in Texas. So, Pat, welcome to WGN Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you, Raleigh? How are you and John? You doing well?
Yeah, I can't complain. How about yourself?
The same.
Okay.
It's probably been a couple of months since I talked to you.
Well, I'm glad you called.
I was Pat from Harwood Heights.
Ah.
Right on the edge of the city, just a little east of the airport.
Yes.
And I told you, and I was actually asking you what you thought of the area.
Yeah.
I told you, next time I call you, I'll be calling you from Magnolia, Texas.
All right. So how are you enjoying it?
Oh, you know what? It is beautiful.
That's great.
It's peaceful. It's quiet.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful place.
That's great. Well, good. I'm so glad.
We're older. I'm quite happy here. We raised 2 kids in their early 30s for 40 years in Chicago. We are very, very pleased.
Excellent. All right.
You told it, you and I knew because you had in a previous conversation, it told me that you lived in 32 different cities, so
yes.
I knew you knew
a
lot about it.
Yeah, right, Magnolia. It's almost an exurb now of Houston, and it's on the way to College Station, between Houston and College Station. But, I mean, Houston's growing so much, like the Woodlands and Conroe and all that Magnolia is pretty much in the metro now, which is hard to believe. And you're not far from the Renaissance Festival.
But it seems just far enough from the congested areas.
Right, right. You're still okay on that. That's for sure. That's nice.
Well, it is funny because you told me you're going to see a lot of trees.
Yeah.
You know, I way before I moved to Chicago and met my wife, I was in Oklahoma at Oklahoma State University for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
But I flew there. And I was kind of, for the 2 years I was there, I was kind of in a little bit of a triangle when I went anywhere. It was Stillwater, Oklahoma,
right,
or Oklahoma City, or Tulsa.
Right.
But I had never driven it. It was a little different. I expected to see more wide open areas, but what you said was true.
And
it,
you know,
freezed the whole way.
Yeah, exactly. You used to see those wide open areas. When I was driving the interstates as my hobby, which is now well over 50 years ago, it was wonderful because that's all you saw was the open spaces. And now it's just one damn tree after another. Yeah, sorry about that. Wish I could change that, and I have no idea.
Oh, no, you know.
Yeah, what I don't know, did they plant them? Did they grow spontaneously? How did we get these trees everywhere? And it's the same tree. They've cloned the same damn tree. Yeah.
But it was just a totally different experience.
Sure.
When you fly, you don't see 1,100 miles of driving.
Right.
This is interesting.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you made it and glad you're liking it. That's wonderful.
Oh, I'm very happy. Okay. So you're going to be on with John Landecker?
Yes, that's right. Apparently they have drafted me. He apparently once a week does a food fight where...
Oh, my God.
Yes. And so, you know, I mean, there are so many things I could argue for, but they're probably not known to anybody in Chicago. So
I decided
it's going to be Mexican Coke. I'm arguing for Mexican Coke.
Because it's made with real sugar?
Well, that's certainly part of the reason. Yes.
No, it's funny. No, I love John Landecker, and I've listened to him for quite a while, too.
Oh, sure.
But he had a guy... I don't think he worked for WGN, but he found another job, so he's not there anymore for the food fight. Dan something.
Okay.
Boy, you know.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I didn't know why, but I just know that when they're calling me, they've gotten to the bottom of the barrel, and I figured they were trying everybody they could find. And well, with my hours and stuff, you know, it's not easy. But anyway, I said sure.
No, that's not true at all.
But so I'll be doing it. But I did not know that he used to do it with one person regularly. So now he has each week a different person to argue with.
Once a week he would do that.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, Italian beef sandwich versus hot dog, or you know.
Okay. Yeah.
It was, you know.
Yeah.
Landecker, he's a staple here.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm curious. If I can ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you, in your stops, in your radio career, did you actually live in Chicago?
Rockford.
On a Chicago station?
Rockford was the closest I got. I lived in Rockford. W-R-O-K, Rockford. And it was interesting because at the time, I've mentioned this before, the guy who owned it was just absolutely wealthy because he had invented the stop tone for cart machines. So every cart machine sold, he got money. And so consequently, these stations were run well, and they paid me as well, if not better, than most Chicago personalities. Yeah, it was Rockford.
No kidding.
Yeah, I spent a whole year there.
I'm very familiar with Rockford.
Yeah. Well, I lived on Travertine Trail, not too far from the bus station and the Clock Tower Museum.
I worked for 27 years on Illinois Tolley.
Okay.
So I spent many, many, many hours out there.
Yes.
working on equipment.
I'll bet that's true. Yes, well, I contributed because I drove that tollway virtually every weekend that I would spend in Chicago or somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I enjoyed my 40 years in Chicago, but it was time to go.
Right, right.
The neighborhoods were changing, and I don't want to talk bad about it.
No, it's just different. You know, as we get older, we remember what we like, and things do change. And so sometimes just a complete change of venue is better for us, because most of us wax sentimental about how it was 60 years ago somewhere. But the people who are there today, they like it just fine. So I always say, time to go, and you go somewhere else.
And you know what surprised me? When we drove through Dallas, I expected, visually I'm talking about, I expected something much more impressive.
Well, you know, when you're talking the Metroplex, you're really talking about the combination of Dallas and Fort Worth and all of the suburbs and exurbs. So it is a very spread out, very large area. So if you think, gee, we're going to get a downtown like Chicago, it isn't like that at all. It feels so much different. I mean, like downtown Dallas and downtown Fort Worth, it feels like they're two other planets. So the nice thing about Dallas is, depending on what lifestyle you want, there's probably a suburb for you.
Probably so. We just drove through the middle of it and got stuck in traffic.
Right. And after that, you would have taken 45. So you wouldn't have been anywhere near Fort Worth, and then you wouldn't have gone down to Waco or any of that. So, you were kind of hit and get after that.
When I got here and I was talking to my son, he said, "Oh, yeah, it's big, but it's not Chicago." Chicago is visually just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Chicago's one of the old cities, and so they're wheel and spoke cities where they are big downtowns and everything is built around it. When you're talking about a Dallas or Houston's even worse, you're going to find out when you go down there very often, things like that, they're no longer wheel and spoke, they're grid cities. So it's not like a centralized downtown. It's like different workspaces in 12 different places, and you don't have that feeling of oneness like you do in a loop. You know, it's just not there. It's a different mentality.
The lakeshore, the skyscrapers.
Right.
I mean, it is something to see visually.
It's beautiful. You betcha. And that's true with all the older cities, you know, the New Yorks, the Bostons, like that. But, you know, you get to even Los Angeles, and it's a grid city. You know, I mean, downtown Los Angeles looks like a downtown of a town of 300,000 people. It's just not big. And that's San Francisco, a little different, only because in San Francisco the land forces it because of the way the way the water and all that is. But most of the West is grid, and most of the South is grid. But all the old cities, Baltimores of the world, the Pittsburghs, the Buffaloes, those are all wheel and spoke cities. So they have downtowns. You still with us?
Oh, yeah. I would just listen.
So anyway, that's the deal, and it is a different feel. And that's one of the reasons why every time they talk about having mass transit in a grid city, it's a lot harder than wheel and spoke, because in Chicago, everybody's coming to Chicago. You know, in a place like Dallas, well, they may be going from Plano to, you know, that kind of thing, but they're not necessarily coming to downtown Dallas. It might be, I'm going from McKinney to Plano, or I'm going from Plano to Grapevine, or, you know, something like that. So it's a lot more expensive, you know, I'm going to Irving, to Arlington, whatever, than it would be if it were wheel and spoke.
Well, and it's another thing, expense-wise, living expenses.
Oh, yeah.
Down here. I mean, it's so expensive around the Chicago area.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. Texas, of course, you've got no state income tax. The problem in Texas traditionally is that the property taxes can wind up being higher than they should be. But when you're coming from Chicago, even that's a bargain.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, if you weren't coming from Chicago, you'd be wailing about those property taxes, because it is comparatively very high. But yeah, you've got no income tax. And in general, especially when you're out as far as you are, you know, Magnolia, you're getting some real good pricing.
I was reading an article last week. I was reading an article that said that it listed the states that the most people have moved out in the last 15 years or so.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't surprising. New Jersey, New York, California.
Sure.
Number four was Illinois.
Right, of course. Of course, that's so much to be expected, because a lot of them, ridiculously high taxes as far as that goes. So we're seeing a real shift, a return to the South, because, of course, Prior to the Civil War, the South was the money. You know, it was very, very rich. And of course, not only the Civil War, but also as industrialization came in, you started to see the buildup of the, you know, the giant cities in the North and the Midwest. But yeah, a lot of it's coming back to the South. And in some places, they've got the infrastructure. And in other places, it's going to be interesting.
Yes, it is.
So how's your broadband? Well, tell me about your broadband. How's your broadband?
You know what? You know what? It's fiber. It's incredible.
Fiber to the premises? Oh,
yes,
be still my beating heart. That's wonderful.
Oh, when I lived in Harwood Heights, we had DSL.
Oh.
It was horrible.
Of course it was.
Eventually, they put in something, AT&T called it a VRAD box. They put a box down the alley, and they ran fiber to the box.
Right.
So then the wire only came, you know, up like 10 houses to
right.
us.
Exactly, right.
It made a huge difference.
Of course it does. Yeah, well, that's great. I'm thrilled to hear that. That's wonderful.
Fiber is incredible.
Yes, it is. Yeah, almost no ping time. It's so nice. Well, good. Enjoy every minute of that.
You're in Arizona. How's your internet?
Well, it depends where. Now, at Globe, we're in trouble. In Scottsdale, yeah, I got fiber to the premises. But in Globe, no, it's cable broadband. And they lie.
Oh.
They always claim they're fiber,
you
know, they claim they're fiber fueled. Like you say, that means it's going to the node. It's not going to the house. But the problem I have with cable broadband, and I hate it, is that it is asymmetrically horrible. You know, they'll talk about you can have the gigabit internet. Yeah, and then they don't tell you you got 35 up. You know, I don't want a gig down if I got 35 up. I want as symmetrical as I can get it. So I live with it. Now, I also have as a backup, I do have a true symmetrical connection from one of my tower clients. I don't rely on it. I'm hoping they'll improve is all I can say.
Yeah.
You
know, there was a guy that I used to work with that lived way west. I mean, out in the middle of nowhere in Illinois.
Yeah.
And for a while, he had satellite.
Oh, yeah.
But the up versus the down was terrible.
Well, not only that, the problem with satellite, and this is what Elon Musk has tried to fix with lower orbit, the problem with satellite is that the ping time becomes outrageous because there's latency. There's so much latency. Now, there's less latency with Starlink, with Elon Musk's project, but people who've told me, oh, it's great, there's no latency, I look at that, oh, yes, there is. You know, so it's better, but it's still not where I'd be comfortable with it.
I have a brother and his wife that live down in Florida, right at the almost by Alabama.
Okay.
They have Starlink.
Right.
And she does tax accounting and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? For her, it works beautifully.
It would work beautifully. You know, it's only...
It's probably her only choice.
Well, even if it wasn't. For people like that, you know, it's going to work fine for them. They're not going to notice. They're not doing speed tests every hour like I would, and they're not looking at ping times. They're just looking at, am I connected? And it, I'll tell you, Starlink is a pretty solid connection. It's just that the ping times, you know, I'm seeing like 44 milliseconds. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. You know, if I see more than 15 milliseconds, I'm an unhappy camper. So, you know, with fiber, you can have 2 or 3 milliseconds. It's beautiful.
Well, you know, when you were talking about cable.
Yeah.
The cables.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. All right, because I got to do the news and stuff. I'm blowing that again. We'll be right back right after that on WGN Radio.
Please wait for me. For I shall.
must part.
Oh, we must part.
There's no reason to cry.
There's no reason to cry.
Just say so long.
So long, darling.
Because lovers never say goodbye. I love you, my darling.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. The Flamingos, of course, Lovers Never Say Goodbye, 1958 on End. And that was Terry Buzzy Johnson on lead with Paul Wilson. And Buzzy sadly died last month in Las Vegas. He would have turned 87 this week. He was a staff writer for Motown in the 60s as well. So rest in peace, Buzzy. And at least you left us with some great songs, including Lovers Never Say Goodbye. So we're talking with Pat, who now is a Texan. And it's interesting, I was just checking some stats because I thought I read this somewhere. Montgomery County, Texas is among the fastest growing counties in America, not only in terms of percentage-wise, but in terms of people as well. Comes in seventh percentage-wise with a 4.8% growth in the year from July to July 23 to 24. And as far as people, added over 34,000 in that period of time. So you're growing.
It is a huge growth.
Yeah.
But you know what's beautiful, Riley? There's not a person down here that's not welcoming and friendly.
Yeah.
There's not a person that has said, you know, you sound like you're from Chicago, like you're not from here. Not one person.
That's great. And I'm not surprised, you know, because while certainly there are a lot of born and bred Texans, there's also increasingly a lot of people who are moving to Texas from elsewhere.
And they do really make us feel welcome.
That's great. And the other thing, of course, it's got a huge Hispanic population, many cases that have been there for decades and decades and decades. So you'll find it funny because they will mispronounce Spanish words in Texas more than anywhere else. I mean, we know about Amarillo, but that's not the only one. You're going to run into a ton of them where you're saying, what? Yeah, like San Jacinto in Austin is San Jacinto, things like that. So yeah, it's a lot of fun, but that's great. I'm glad you're not in Austin, and it's nice that you're close to Houston, because Harris County, fastest growing place in America right now. So, you know, you're far enough away that you don't have to be in the big city, and close enough that if you need something, healthcare or whatever, you're close enough.
Oh God, there's everything here.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, businesses.
Uh-huh.
Restaurants.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's incredible. I was floored.
Well, I'm delighted.
Just driving, you know.
It's nice.
I will let you go.
Yeah, and by the way, it's so nice to make that type of a move and get there and find out you were right, that it's exactly what you wanted. And I'm so pleased to hear it. Keep me posted.
My wife is the brains.
All right. Well, good for her.
I don't like change, and she's like, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yep. Good for you. No. Well, yeah, I want to hear more as you're settling in. So call me again. Don't wait so long.
It was a joy to talk to you again.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
You're great. And I love that you don't get into politics and bullshit.
No, well, you know, it's far too incendiary now. My blood pressure wouldn't allow for it. So we'll just talk about nothing. All right, thanks.
For everyone. You
yes.
Take care. I love you.
You too. Thanks. It really is. And I've gotten to the point where, like, even on email, that I am just blocking people right and left because it's like, I don't even want to read it. John was in Covington. Let's see if he still is. John, are you still there?
I am still here.
All right, what's up?
I'm not trying to start any trouble. Believe me, I'm not. But I kind of got the feeling in James' voice, he might have been a little bit hurt that you kind of took that email stuff away from him, or you gave it to your producer.
No, that's not James.
The guy who runs the board, your engineer.
No, that's not him. That's not James.
You don't
James.
Longer use James.
No.
I can hear it in James's.
No. Wait. That's not James. You've got the wrong listener. That's not James. I know what you're talking about, and no, it's not. Wrong person.
What do you mean wrong person?
Well, James on the south side, not Jimmy D in Ohio.
No, not Jimmy D.
Well,
James.
We never took anything away from James.
Didn't he used to call or fill you in with the crazy stories and things like that?
Sure, he still does. He did up until we didn't hear from him anymore. No, and
then I'm mistaken.
Yeah, he's written letters as well. You know, I get mail, snail mail from him as well. So, no, I almost wish it was that. I'm more concerned that he's just not able to.
Well, I'm very sorry, and I apologize. Mm. Oh, I will tell you this, being an old coin collector from way back when, I can't do it anymore because glaucoma. I have 30% in one eye and none in the other, and I have stage 4 cancer on top of that, but that's okay, because, and I don't mean this as a knock, but I use it as a learning experience and not as a crying experience.
Well, good.
And that's all I'll say. I will say this, the coin collection thing, it's $0.50. They are... from the clad ones are from 65 to 69, not 70 to 76.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Thanks.
65 to
appreciate
69.
All right. Thanks. So there you have that. But yes, if you're talking about real silver, you're going to be before 65. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. I get to Ruth. Oh, I can't wait to hear this, if she's still with us. Then we got votes. We got votes from Sharon in Little Rock, Gary in Austin hanging in there. I'm so glad to hear it. And hopefully you two coming up on WGN Radio.
I used to smoke. I used to drink. I used to smoke, drink, and dance the hoochie coo. I used to smoke and drink. Smoke and drink and dance the hoochie coo. Oh, yeah. But now I'm standing on this corner praying for me. I'm saved. People, let me tell you, my kingdom come, you know I'm saved. I'm saved. I can preach unto you, deaf and dumb. I'm in that soul saving army, beating on that bigger bass drum. Oh, yeah. I used to cuss. I used to fuss. I used to cuss, fuss, and boogie all night long. I used to cuss and fuss.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Laverne Baker, yeah, what makes it, of course, is that offbeat bass drum. Just a wonderful song. Lieber Stoller at their finest, and that's 1961 on Atlantic. And Laverne Baker, had she been with us still, would be 96 this week. Yeah, so rest in peace. It was a tough end for her. All right, so Ruth is in Gurnee, if she's still with us. Are you still with us, Ruth?
Oh.
All right, so Ruth, come on.
It's not the ghost.
Okay, what do you mean? I just want to hear about the
ghost. I have to get up. I laid down because I couldn't hold the phone.
Uh-huh.
Hold on 1 second. I'll be right there.
God help us.
Okay.
All right.
Make me laugh, will you?
So now, just get to the point. Tell me about the ghost in the glove box.
Well, I want to eat humble pie. You were looking for pies, and I had a pie baked in the toaster oven the whole time I was waiting.
That was yesterday. All right, tell me about the ghost.
Oh, you're not going to do more pies. Okay. Well, you asked several times for ghost stories over the months, and I have two. And the one about the glove compartment That's a typical. You can hear that on Coast to Coast all year long. And the second ghost story, I think, is so more poignant. But I'm going to stick with that ghost story for the glove compartment. By the way, there's a quarter out there
all right.
that has a teardrop, Washington, George. If you can find
right.
it, it's a
let's not change the subject.
Pretty.
Let's get back to ghosts.
Okay. So this is a gal that was much younger than the fella. And he asked her for several years if she would marry him. And she had some boyfriends and a significant other boyfriend. And they'd been living in vehicles and flop houses in Milwaukee and
all, right.
All different kinds of strange locations. So they were, she
Get
finally
to the ghost.
Married him. I will. She finally married him when he said, you know, you'll get my pensions, VA, Social Security.
All right.
I'm at, you'll get my pensions. So she did marry him, and it was for the money. So I guess probably that the glove compartment was filled with fentanyl. So what happened is she died in the vehicle, overdose of fentanyl. And the family came and took her back to Milwaukee. They wouldn't have anything to do with her, but they claimed her from the hospital or whatever. So now her spirit is in the glove compartment.
Where's the car?
And he, well, I'm not giving the location.
Well, no, but who has the car?
Well, it's on someone's property.
All right.
And it's the owner who owns the car, the guy that was the husband of the younger girl that they were, she was maybe tasting the, what did they do in the Renaissance period? The king had somebody who would taste the food to see if it was poisoned. Maybe she was taking the drugs first. Whatever. She died from fentanyl.
Okay.
And it probably was in the ghost. That makes kind
okay.
of sense to me.
So where's the ghost?
And if she wound up as a spirit in the glove compartment, and he talks with her. He communicates with her.
Regularly, does he?
Oh, yes. On a regular basis. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she talks
and
back? She talks back, does she? Well, as a ghost, has she said anything interesting?
Well, I don't know. I haven't gotten any of those details, but
okay.
I didn't think that ghosts could speak. Because
well,
I had another experience
well,
with a person
it,
when I...
It isn't speaking where we'd hear them audibly, but yes, there is certainly the ability for thought transference.
Well, thought transference could be another form of ESP.
Well, I couldn't tell you that. I just know that that's supposedly the deal. You don't have to hear them with your ears. And so so we have no idea what the ghost is saying, so I guess we just leave the ghost
we
in the glove box.
We don't have any idea. Well, but that, right. was, that would be interesting if I were able to find out what it is
yeah.
that they're speaking about.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure at all where I could go with that, meaning, you know, is she angry? Is she...
Well, the heck with that. What's it like on the other side?
Well,
I mean... Let's get down to the things that matter. I don't care if she's angry. And, you know, then again, is she a ghost or has she crossed? I guess she is. Or did she cross over and she's come back? I mean, I don't know.
I've never heard of them crossing over unless you, if you see them in a dream, they don't come back.
Well, no, if you see them in a dream, they've crossed over. But some people who cross over come back to visit.
Well, if they do in another body reincarnation.
No, not in another body. All right. Well, I guess that's as good a story as we're going to get, huh? All right. Well, I'm delighted to hear
well,
it, and thank you.
Well, we got one more ghost.
All right,
story.
Then hold on. Don't. We got another hour. Ruth is not going to take it up. She'll concisely give us her final story, and then we'll get to your votes right here on WGN Radio.
Eighteen yellow roses came today. 18 yellow roses in a pretty bouquet. When the boy came to the door, I didn't know what to do. couldn't believe my eyes when I had read. Though you belong to another, I love you anyway. Yes, 18 yellow roses came today. I never doubted your love for a minute. I always thought that you would be true. But now this box and the flowers in it, I guess there's nothing left for me to do but ask to meet the boy that's done this thing.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Stacy wanted to hear it. 1963 on Capitol, 18 Yellow Roses, Bobby Darin. All right, now we're waiting for the succinct story here from Ruth about her other ghost. So, okay, go for it. Ruth, I'm giving you the floor. All right, I guess we hear about Ruth's ghost another time. So that's where that is. Let's get some votes on the world's worst hit records. Gary and Austin, what do you think?
Well, hey, Raleigh, I do have some votes.
Oh, good.
And a radio memory about the Laverne Baker song.
Yeah.
When 1040 in Dallas was getting ready to be sold, and they had a short-lived oldies format.
Yeah.
And it was the last day of that format, so they played that song, and he said, oh, no, that'll be tomorrow.
Oh, no.
You know, but I don't know, that stuck with me 50-something years later.
Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, I do have some votes. The Celine Dion song from Titanic.
My heart will go on, yes. Too bad the song goes on forever.
Yeah. I had a dial string break when I was reaching to change the station.
Yeah, I can.
That song.
I can imagine.
So. And then the night they drove old Dixie down.
Okay, very
Joan
good.
Baez.
Yes, of
Joan
course.
Baez.
Yes, a fine choice. I'm doing this alphabetically, so I'm looking for the J's. Oh, there she is. Okay, Joan Baez, very good choice.
And then Turn Me Loose.
Oh, God.
By Fabian.
Yes, of course. And, who else? Yes, exactly.
And then Kokomo by the Beach Boys is another one.
Interesting. All right. Okay. I like
it. And We Built This City on MOR, Jefferson Starship.
Oh, God.
That's what we used to call it. Cause
oh, man.
Much rock and roll on that song.
No. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Yes, that's rising on the charts here. It's getting a lot of votes. What else we got?
And... Oh, we'll throw You Light Up My Life. I don't think that I've thrown that one in yet.
Oh, okay, good. Yes. It's a perennial winner, of course. And,
I'll do my perennial vote for Honey. Got to do that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's get Bobby here. All right. Honey, good deal. What else?
And I'm trying to think of, that may be about it, actually.
Well, those are all good choices. I know there's more.
I'll have more.
Yeah, I'm counting on it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I had a whole bunch of them I was thinking about, earlier. But you were talking to Eduardo about people moving to different cities. And I read an article about people moving to Tulsa just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
They had the interviews and people who'd done it, and they seemed to like living there.
They've been at it since before the pandemic. And during the pandemic, it really ramped up. And what they were after was telecommuters. So, people working from home. So I think it's a great idea. But now, as more and more companies are saying, get back in here, you really got to wonder how that'll work out in the long run.
And some people, I guess, have moved from California to Tulsa. I'm thinking, what are they going to do when they get those nice serious tornadoes and thunderstorms.
Well,
and
yeah, like but that. Okay, that or earthquakes, you know, find me a place where there isn't some type of earth.
Yeah, everywhere you go.
Yeah, I don't think there is, you know, people would say, well, San Diego, the weather. Well, they get earthquakes, you know, I mean, you just never know. I don't think you can plan on that alone anyway. I would say wherever you're moving, you know, if you're moving, say, to South Florida and you want to be on the Atlantic, you know, make sure the building's well constructed. But other than that, you know, have at it.
Now, when I lived on Galveston Island, the place I lived in was built in the 18-something, so I know it survived a few hurricanes.
Well, if it was it might have been the only thing that survived that one at the turn of the last century, because it was almost complete devastation.
Yeah, I think it might have been later than that, but I know it was old. It was an old building. And, but I was happy about that. And I went through a few hurricanes there, so...
Not something
I'd like to repeat, but
well, it's one of the real mysteries, Galveston, because you know, before the big hurricane, this was like the happen in place for vacationing and all that, and you really got to wonder, it never came back in any real way.
Yeah, and then Houston built the ship channel and all that,
right?
You know, and the whatever that was, the 20s or 30s.
Well, right, exactly, that. Because Galveston had been the major port, one of the largest ports, and then, afterwards Houston did. But that hurricane of 1900 literally wiped out the town. But you'd think that it would come back. And I know that during Prohibition, of course, it was the center for illegal drinking and gambling and stuff like that, Free State Galveston. But regardless... it's never come back like it should.
Yeah, I know they used to have trap doors in certain buildings that if the cops were getting ready to bust them, they just drop the chest of money out into the Gulf.
Right, right.
So,
Oh, yeah, it had all sorts of tawdry history that was actually rich and wonderful. But in spite of it all, you know, they're doing very well. And, of course, before that hurricane, they were doing extremely well. They didn't even need vice, so to speak. They had
port
and everything
didn't.
Else. And so, okay, you've got a hurricane that winds up at the time being the deadliest natural disaster. And some people say it still holds a title. I don't know. But what I do know is that it doesn't make sense. Just, I'll tell you what else doesn't make sense to me. And that is South Padre Island, North Padre Island. That's virtually nothing. That should be tourist coast to coast or city to city, so to speak.
Yeah, I've noticed. I've heard that. I've never been to that part of the state, but I've heard that about there.
There's just nothing.
Kind of a pretty wilderness.
It is.
It is there.
Absolute wilderness. And you'd think to yourself, now wait a minute. There's a lot of population that might like to come and vacation on the beach, and there's no beach. I know part of it is there's like parkland or whatever that they can't develop. And I know further north, from Corpus on north. I mean, that's so oil ridden and all that. It's not necessarily the most desirable. I get that. But South Padre Island should have really amounted to something. And
it should have.
It didn't. And so I don't know. I know they've had other problems. I think in the 40s there was some ship that had a ton of ammonium nitrate that crashed into it, and that was a disaster. So they've had that. But even so... it just doesn't make sense to me that all that area is just a wasteland.
Yeah, you would think now, that they'd be wanting to build that up.
Yeah, yeah, because you're looking at something that's only 45 miles from downtown Houston. It doesn't make sense. And maybe now we will see with more and more people moving to Texas. And I know they do have restored Victorian homes and all that, but for the most part. After 1900, it was done.
Yes, I think that ship, it blew up in the Texas City Harbor, I think it's
yes,
48.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, 47, 48, around that, yes.
Yes. Around there, yeah.
And that was an absolute mess, to say the least. And I know during World War II, it was an Army airfield and all of that in Galveston. So there's a lot of stuff. And then there was Hurricane Carla in 1961.
Yeah.
And while that, you know, spawned a big tornado and all that, it wasn't like 1900 where it leveled everything. And so I think they had like a medical school there in the 60s that University of Texas was doing. And I don't know what happened with that. And
that's still there. It was. And then Alicia too, when that hit,
right?
I remember one good thing, all the Houston stations were on their day patterns, but
right.
When I was living in Galveston, I was talking to somebody, and this was 20 years after the fact. And,
yeah.
This person was talking about how they were selling ice for $10, a bag of ice and yeah. stuff like that. And they're very angry still to that day, 20-some-odd years later. They were pretty angry and hurt about it. I don't blame them for that.
Oh, no, there was Hurricane Ike, of course. That was, that's in the early, 2008 or 9 or something. And
somewhere around that was after I left there.
Yeah, so. there's a lot of that, but it just, sooner or later, somebody's going to develop this.
Yeah. Yeah, sooner or later.
I really think so. And so I guess the Galvez Hotel is still there. And that was a real big deal. And so I thought it was like, but I don't know what happened after 1900, but I'm pretty sure that it's still there. And I don't know if there was St. Mary's, which was, you know, this really neat cathedral and all that. I don't know if that's still there, probably.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if the flagship hotel is there still. And there's something wrong with the structure. I remember hearing. So I think they either tore it down or something happened. But
yeah,
that happened after I left, too. So
yeah, and I can see that because when it's structural and it's serious, you're not gonna bring that back. But it'd be interesting. I still say, you know, with that many people coming to Texas, someone will take a look at this and do something. We'll see.
Yeah, well, hope so.
Me too.
People that live there.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we will continue to take your votes right after this on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Baby Washington will never be over for me. 1964 on Sue, and yes, she is still with us, but Baby turned 85 this week. So happy birthday to Baby Washington. Justine is her first name, in case you're wondering. Sharon in Little Rock called. Let's see if she's still with us. You still there, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, good. I'm sorry.
I shouldn't be up.
I'm keeping you awake. This is not good. So let's have your votes.
No. Well, I shouldn't be up because I got to get up early in the morning and go take care of dogs at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God. Well, you might want to just stay up. Now. Okay, so what do you got?
Okay. One thing, Achy Breaky Heart.
Okay.
That one for sure.
Okay.
There was another one. Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Okay.
Is that on anybody's list?
Oh, yeah, Tiny Tim, yes, that you're adding to that, so that's good.
Right. Okay, and what else? Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Oh, okay. I think you're the first on that this year. All right.
I mean, I've heard it, and I'm tired of it now.
Yeah.
And what about, okay, there's an older one. It used to be on so many times I'd turn it off. Me and Mrs. Jones.
Oh, absolutely, me and Mrs. Jones. Yes, Billy Paul.
I got tired of it after a while hearing it.
So. Yeah, I can understand that. It's been over 50 years, and you're not over it yet.
No, hey, I'm 63, so. And every once in a while, I'll hear it on some AM station or something.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, anyway, but, okay, and I think that was it on that. But, listen, you said something about being in Hawaii. Did you ever listen to KSSK?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Why do you know somebody who worked there?
No. I hear about the posse, about him and his posse, and I listen to them Saturday when they do the best of him and everything.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, and these days they're doing a lot of Hawaiian stuff too, which is interesting. So I've heard
a couple of cool songs I had never heard before, and.
Right. They call it Hawaii's Feel Good Favorites in 92.3 KSSK. Yep.
Yes. But every once in a while, when I get tired of listening to my Little Rock stations, here in Little Rock, I like to listen to, I just listen to, find the station, and I got hooked on that station, and I love it. I mean,
yeah, well, great. Yeah, and they simulcast it. They're still on 590, and that FM is in Waipahu, so it's not licensed directly to Honolulu. But yeah.
But I was just wondering because you said something about going to Hawaii, and I just was wondering if you had.
Yeah.
Heard that station.
Oh, sure. I think I heard everybody was on the dial. As I say, I was amazed at how over radioed that FM dial was there. I mean, it's packed with stations, much more so than the population should support. So less on AM, of course, the old KPOI 1380, that signed off a long time ago. But still, AM kind of sparse. But boy, FM, man, is it loaded.
Well, that's one station I will listen to.
Well, good.
If I get tired of listening to, my stations here, in Little Rock, or or I get tired of listening to WG sometimes. But,
yep. Well, good.
But, yeah.
But, excellent. Yeah. Well, you have voted, and you can go to sleep now, and I'm sorry for keeping you up.
No, that's okay. Hey, I've been dog-sitting for 20 years now, and I'm kind of used to it. I had to get up early. And taking care of my dogs.
What kind of dogs are we talking about?
Boxers.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, they'll keep you on your toes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Especially when you're trying to feed them and trying to keep them apart so they don't fight over the food and trying to get them to do what they're supposed to do. Trying to get them out the gate so they can go do their business when they want to just. Wander around, and you're going, all right, come on, let's go.
Yeah. Well, good. Excellent. Well, give the dogs a hug for me.
I will. And all right. I keep cats, and I mean, they're not the only dogs. I keep other dogs, but they're the ones that I've got to keep just until, I think, Saturday or Sunday, whenever.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to be up. I mean, just, and two, I couldn't go to sleep, so, and I kept listening to all these stories and stuff that everybody's been talking about, so especially the ghost story.
Oh yeah. All right. Oh wait, I just realized I gotta go. It's time for the news. I'm blowing the news again.
Okay,
we'll talk. I hope you'll call me again and good sleeping. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye. So we'll check out the news and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Talk to me. Talk to me. Your own sweet gentle way. show. All the many ways you speak of love I've heard before.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, Little Willie John, the original Talk to Me, 1958 on King. If he was still with us, he would have been 88 this weekend. So, rest in peace, Little Willie John. All right, that's one of those songs that's been done by so many people, and almost always is it nice. Yeah, I'm not sure if I like Willie John, or I might be more inclined to go with Sunny and the Sun Glows. Not sure about that. I know with John, it's all the way he wants Mickey Gilley. But many, like I say, from where... Oh, yeah. What was that? Crystal Mansion. I like their version a lot. All right, so, well, enough about that. Now, let's see what we're doing here. I believe Laura and Willowbrook's been hanging on for part of her natural life. Hello, Laura. Welcome.
Hey, Raleigh. Oh, my gosh. I've had the two craziest weeks of my life.
What's happening?
I had to tell you about this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to listen to you. Because I've been so busy and getting tired, and like I've been unfortunately sleeping.
That's
so
good. No, sleep is sacred. Never unfortunate.
It's nothing on your show. Yeah, it's like,
no.
But oh my gosh! First, I wanted to just tell you my hits, the worst songs first, and then I'll tell you my story.
Okay.
Oh my God! I can't stand Achy Breaky Heart. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to throw the record out the window.
Good enough. What else you got?
And the other one is My Heart Will Go On. Oh, my God.
Good.
Can I play it 10 million times?
Very good.
And that's it.
Oh, very fine choices. Yes, her heart will go on, but damn it, the song will never stop. That's the problem.
Thank you. Oh, my God, yes. Okay, so, my crazy story. Well, right now I'm laying here in rehab talking to you, okay?
What? What's happening?
I know. I've been here for two blasted weeks, okay? While I was at home a few weeks ago, I was kind of getting weak and I wasn't being able to climb my 29 stairs very good every day and trouble getting out of my recliner, trying to get out of it. So I was having to call, like, who else do I call? So I've had to call 911 a couple times and they're like, okay, we're getting tired of coming to get you up the stairs or get you off the recliner. Like, well, so what happens? Called 911. They says, well, you better check out the hospital and see what your problem is. So I go to the hospital, find out what my problem is, and my cousin checks me in at the hospital. She says, oh, and I keep a list of all the meds I take. She says, well, you know, you haven't taken your medications for 3 days. I said, I said, what? Okay, now I take medications for, one of them is weak, lack of vitamins.
Okay.
So I hadn't taken my vitamins for 3 days, so it caused weakness. So right now I'm not able to walk up to 29 stairs to get into my house. Okay.
Now, it should be more than just a lack of vitamins on that. Have they done a workup to find out what else is going on with you?
Well, yeah, but it not related to that. Yes. Yes. She says, well, you haven't taken your pills for 3 days. And then I get to so I'm in the hospital for days, okay? And then they says, oh, well, now you're going to go to rehab because otherwise you're never going to get up those stairs.
That's probably true.
So I'm in rehab for 4 days. They didn't do a darn thing. They said, well, we're waiting. We can't have you do any exercise or anything to get stronger because we got to do an evaluation on you first. So for 4 days, I just laid around waiting to get a darn evaluation.
Mm-hmm. And so you haven't gotten the evaluation yet, I take it.
Oh, well, yes, I finally have.
And?
But then get this. Like, okay, well, you need to, we're not going to let you get up out of bed by yourself. You can't walk to the bathroom by yourself. You got everything you do, we have to help you. Like, okay, so you got to prick. You got to go on the exercise bike. You got to walk up and down the stairs. They're like, okay. Then get this. As we're going along, they come in my room and they look and they start taping isolation signs on my door. I says, what the heck are you putting isolation signs on my door for? Well, you've got scabies. I said, what the heck is scabies? So for 4 days, I had the scabies, or so we thought. So what happens? They says, so after 4 or 5 days of laying here and not being able to go to rehab or therapy, oh, well, you don't have scabies. They took all the signs out. He says, that was a mistake from the hospital.
Firstly,
I've been here for 4 to 5 days.
Yeah. Okay, if you had scabies, you'd be itching like crazy. It isn't something.
And I wasn't.
Yeah, and the other thing is, the hell with isolation. Just get you some Quell lotion. That's all you need. And make sure you boil the sheets. Other than that, I mean, how many people have gotten scabies? Kids especially, but adults as well, especially if you play in the dirt or what have you. But yeah, scabies, I can't imagine putting you in isolation for that. But also, I can't imagine them diagnosing that if you're not scratching like a hound.
Thank you. And I had never heard of it, so I looked it up. I'm like, I'm not scratching. What are they cutting up with this baloney for?
Well, I was afraid it was going to be worse. I was afraid that you were scratching everywhere and they decided it was scabies when, in fact, it was your pancreas or something. So
They did do every test known to mankind and blood tests that you can't imagine.
And you're all
like, so how did we screw this up?
Yeah, and supposedly, I mean, these are the people who brought you scabies, but supposedly all the test results show that things are looking good?
Yes.
What they're saying is you just need to regain some strength.
Yes.
Well, the only way to do that is to work at it, you know, lying down. You know, some people think, well, you know, if I just rest for a while, I'll regain my strength. No, that's not the way it works at this stage of the game. No. Oh, no. Relaxing and stuff, you will not regain strength. You have to work at this. And that's the reason for therapy. And I know it's a normal reaction that you say, well, I'll just rest for a few days and I'll be good. No, if you're over 65, especially, and you're weak, the only way to do that is by building the strength through exercise. And that exercise should be probably guided by someone who knows what they're doing, because there are things you don't want to overexercise. You know, you don't want strain, but it is absolutely that. And hopefully where you are in rehab, they will do this at least 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. And that should be the minimum. And that's what Medicare usually requires, because there's several types of rehab. Rehab hospitals will give you that, the 5 hours a day, three hours a day, 5 days a week. But nursing facilities, not often. Sometimes you don't get nearly as much that therapy. And so what you want to find out is how much therapy they're going to give you and what the schedule is.
Yes. Okay. Well, I didn't realize all that, but yeah, I've been doing therapy, but it's like 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the evening, and that seems way too low.
It is too low. It is too. Are you? What type of a rehab facility are you in?
What type? I don't know.
What's the name?
How to clarify it.
What's the name of it?
Oh, it's Chateau Nursing in Willowbrook.
Okay, well, it's probably more of a nursing facility, so as opposed to a true rehab hospital. I don't know. I don't have any experience, but from what you're telling me, that's what it sounds like. And yes, it sounds like you need a lot more, because again, the only way you're going to regain this strength is through this exercise. It's not going to be from resting. So 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the afternoon is not enough. And if they won't adjust this, you might want to look at other options.
Yeah. Well, real quick, I don't want to take up all your time, but thank you for your input. And two other things. They do this exercise where you ride a stationary bike, okay?
Right. Recumbent bike, sure. So, that's good.
Yeah, so somewhere along the way, since I've been here, when I put my two arms over my head, I can't hardly lift my left arm all the way up. So it's like, okay, I don't know if I injured it in a stationary bike. But it's like, okay, now I have one thing wrong with me that I didn't have when I came here.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure why, but was the stationary bike also exercising your arms?
Yeah.
Okay, well, usually that arm exercise is an ergometer. And very often they're standalone items. And the ergometer is where you would be, pushing with your arms backwards and forwards, you know. And so were you doing that at the same time you were cycling? Is that what it was, combination?
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. I like this. Unless I laid in bed wrong, I had to do it while I was cycling.
Well,
why can't I lift my head all the way over my arm?
Well, that's
my arm over my head.
Right, that's upper body ergometers, and you know, hopefully they measured where you were before you started on this, so you'd know what progress you were or weren't making. Are you seeing a therapist in these sessions?
Yes.
Okay, well then definitely bring it up to the therapist. Say, hey, I'm regressing. I'm losing my ability with my arms. What's going on here? And see how they address it.
Yes, yes. And, well, thank you for your input. You're always helpful. And one last thing, this is the craziest part ever. Of course, they don't allow me to get up out of bed or walk to the restroom.
You know why? I mean, you know why, and they've got signs all over that facility talking about that.
Yes.
It's because their liability is if you fall, and so they're going to make sure you don't. That's what this is about. It's liability.
Okay. Okay.
It's insurance medicine.
Okay, well, then that brings me to my next point. 3 days ago, I was getting up out of the chair to go into the facility, and they have you hold on to the hand railing so you don't fall.
Right.
So I'm holding on to the hand railing. The nurse is helping me. All of a sudden, boom, down I go. I did fall. I slipped, and she caught me, but at first I was fine. I didn't hurt anything. So what happens 2 days later, I'm like, oh, it feels like I pulled a muscle or something. I thought, well, that has to be from the fall, between falling and her trying to grab me. Next thing I know, they're like, oh, then of course they have to take x-rays of that.
Yes, of course.
I wound up with a broken rib, Riley.
I'm not surprised. You're breaking more ribs in your age because you're getting you're getting a certain amount of loss of bone. And so those ribs in particular are a lot weaker. You know, if you had fallen and you were 30, you wouldn't have broken it. But this is not this is not unusual. But my problem is if they were with you at the time, why didn't they prevent the fall entirely? I'm not there to know. So it's just a rhetorical question. But ask more answers, but know that you're going to have to do the work or you're not going to regain the strength.
Yes. And I find out, it's like, I need to just say, hey, I want to do more therapy.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, well, you can come down. So I was like, if I feel like it, I should just go and get more.
Well, I would shoot for at least 3 hours a day. And if you can't work, if they won't work with you, then I'd look for somewhere else, because this is important.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
good luck.
You, Riley.
Keep
Take
me posted.
Care, thanks.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Appreciate it. Yeah, no, been there, done that with I can't tell you how many people. Well, I'll just rest up for a few days and I'll be much stronger. Does not work like that when you're older. Not at all. You got to work at it. But you can get it back. That's the nice part. If you do work at it, you will get it back. All right, I'll shut up. We're going to talk to Johnny and Austin here in a moment, find out what's going on Sunday night, and hopefully get some votes from Mark and Aurora and Donna Beloit and Fran in Austin as well. And then with any luck, we'll talk to Chris in Greenwood. And I don't think there is any room for you, but keep listening on WGN Radio. And I'm Raleigh James on WGN Radio. We'll forego the bumpers because I want to get through all of you, including your votes. So let's do that in rapid-fire succession. Donna Beloit, what you voting for?
Hey, how about Anything by Pat Boone? I'll second.
Can't do it. You got to pick a song.
Oh, I can't remember who somebody.
Well, somebody picked Moody River.
That sounds good.
Okay, what else?
Thank you so much for playing New York City Blues last night. You weren't sure, but it was me that requested.
All right, good deal. Glad you heard it. Okay, thanks.
Did you play in Marcus Vale yet? I'm not sure. You were gonna maybe.
What was it?
Marcus Valley.
I did play Marcus Valley. I played. She told me. Yes, I did. All right.
Good. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. Yeah. I'm thinking. Oh, yeah. Marcus Valley and wonderful stuff. All right. So let's see. Mark and Aurora is going to vote. What you voting for, Mark?
I know this song is supposed to be taking us on his feet, but I can't bring myself to take it that way. I just think it's American.
Okay, I'm getting like every tenth. I'm getting like every tenth word. I can't pick it out. I'm gonna ask you to call back and do that again because I'm not getting enough words to form the song. Fran in Austin, what you voting on?
Okay, I'll try to make it as quick as I can. I don't know if Chiquita Banana was a hit.
Oh, it was. The Peels.
Yes, Chiquita Banana, and on that same vein, Speedy Gonzales.
Okay.
I want a second. What was it Gary had? What was it? Oh, well, I can't. Huh? Oh, the night they drove Old Dixie down.
Good choice.
And I want to add to My Heart Will Go On. I
okay.
don't know if I already voted for that. If I did,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Very good.
And the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes.
And The Morning After.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
To be The Morning After.
Yes, yes. A fine choice. All right. Got them all.
Okay, I'll leave it at that because I know you're getting close to done. So
okay,
I'll
thanks.
Talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. Good deal.
All right.
Bye. All right. So last couple minutes, and they belong completely to Johnny in Austin. It's been a while, Johnny. How are you doing?
Welcome home. All is good. I'm going to forego the bad songs until next week because you're about out of time. But I just wanted to welcome you back. You were missed, and I'm glad you had a good time.
Well, thank you, thank you. Now, so what's going on Sunday night, 6 to midnight Central?
Well, the Soul of the City is still rolling.
Soulofthecity.net. Yeah, soulofthecity.net. And what are you going to be featuring on this week?
Let me see. I had a list. Oh, yeah, I got some legendary soul jocks, which will include John R. from WLAC.
Yes, John R.
Shelley Pope.
Shelley Pope
returns.
Yes.
With, what did he say he was? He was no disc jockey?
Yeah, I was talking about him. Next week you'll have to call me. I was talking about him with someone who almost hired him once. So, yeah, go on.
You're going to talk about them Rudy Poots. And I got a clip of Rufus Thomas from WDIA, me and Skipper Lee way back in the 80s, Hunter Hancock, and Jocko Henderson. And by the way, I did get some clips of, Hubert. What was his name?
Hot Rod Hulbert. Hot Rod Hulbert,
yeah. He was incredible.
Yes,
just incredible.
No.
And I want to thank you for playing Talk to Me by Lil Willie John.
Yeah.
And when we speak again, I've got an idea that I want to run by you that I might want to make a feature on this show. But right now it's time to let you go, and I do believe, is it not?
I got about 30 seconds. So that's okay, though. So good, Hot Rod Hulbert. So soulofthecity.net, Sunday night, 6 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah, there's a lot of great music in there, too, and a lot of clips of
oh, my God. I just realized I ran out of time before I played 2020 News. So right after we go off the air on GN, I'll play that on the I do that every night. I'll play that on the stream. All right.
Sounds good. Well, you have a wonderful weekend, and I will look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll look forward to it, too. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Good night.
All right, so there you have that. And yeah, I can't believe I spaced it, the Thursday, November 13th episode. I've also got Friday, and we won't be live tomorrow, so I'm going to put both of those on the stream, and I'm going to do that right now after I thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, thank you for calling and for listening. Calling's especially appreciated, and listening is nice, too. We'll do it all again. Next live show is Monday Night Trivia. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio. Okay, you too. All right. So we say goodbye to Adam, and we say hello to this edition of 2020 News.
Number one with a bullet, plus spying purple people eater, and crank, crank, spank. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Thelma and police. Don't call her minivan a loser cruiser. A Southern California woman led cops on a crackerwack car chase for 173 miles of madness. The heat was on with helos heralding eye-popping escapist TV, but she hightailed it past highway patrol all the way from Ventura toward Mexico. Not even those surefire spike strips could stop her manic mom mobile. In the end, the befuddled boys in blue had to back off as slap-happy sister sailed on south of the border. Space squalls. The sleuth is out there. The scientist behind a secret study of space oddities is spilling some staggering stuff about strange sightings. Channel 8 in Vegas reveals airline pilots reported huge unknown spacecraft on their tails, with one alien vessel now in government possession. Third shock from the sun, we're not just dealing with humans out there. Mr. Science adds the space race for UFO tech now has Russia and China breathing down our necks. Spanx for the raspberries. No more callers. We have a ringer. Some ding-a-ling of a dispatcher's been pinched for pulling a prank call on a local vocal. Yep, the 911 nincompoop called the claim to be consistent Karen near Cleveland to cackle. You win the booby prize, you're the dumbest person to call police repeatedly. Jerky girl pleads guilty and offers remorse, but gets off with a $150 fine and an order to apologize. Called me crazy constantly complains that's a blown call. Pranks a lot. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
All right, and yeah, we're not going to be on the air live tomorrow night. That'll be a replay of Monday Night Trivia. So I wanted to give you the Friday edition as well, but I don't see it here. I know it is. I just don't know where it went. All right, let me try to find it again so that we can do that. Oh, here we are. All right, so 2020 News for Friday. Anybody?
Bronx Tale of Heartbreak, plus The Flight of the Iguanas and Cockroach Commands Carnage. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Rampaging Bull. A young man strolls into the Bronx apartment of his new girlfriend. Daddy-o and Grandma are there, too. What a nice get-together. Moments later, a bloodbath as Dad draws his gun, kills his daughter, her new boo, and Granny, too. Shortly thereafter, Papa pulls out his piece and pumps a slug into himself. The senseless slaughter. The very same day as prosecutors were set to dismiss an unrelated criminal case against the fatal father. All gone in a point-blank minute, holy leaping lizards Florida man. It's a cold day in the Sunshine State as iguanas rain from the sky. The rascally rampant reptiles go into a daze and drop when the temps fall into the 40s. Like this week, heat is good because iguanas cause dramas when they tumble from trees. The slippery critters generally land on their feet, but the blizzard of lizards may baffle and befuddle the bejesus out of bystanders. La Cucaracha Killer. Jeepers Creepers Grim Reaper. A New Mexico man is collared in connection with a couple of creepy, cold-blooded clips. Cops claim when they came on scene, a crazed character confessed to killing two men there. The sinister suspect standing there with a sidearm and a saber is said to have stated a cockroach compelled him to exterminate the two. In a twisted take on Joe's apartment, it wasn't just the roaches that checked in but didn't check out. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
And there you have it. All right, so next live show will be Monday Night Trivia, and this will replay until then, and of course downloadable whenever you want to hear it.